Hi, my name is Dave.
And I'm Mary Kay.
You know, throughout history, humanity has witnessed the rise and the fall of many nations. They've sometimes been marked by good intentions, but also by human ambition, greed, and oppression. The time is approaching for a new era, an era of divine governance, a kingdom that will surpass all others and never end.
In this kingdom, justice will reign supreme. The oppressed will find solace, and the brokenhearted will be mended. The shackles of inequality and suffering will be shattered as love, compassion, and righteousness become the foundation of this new society.
You know, even peace and harmony will be found in the animal kingdom. The wolf will lie down with the little lamb, the leopard with the young goat, and the environment will be transformed so that even a handful of corn will be harvested at the top of the mountains. Hunger will end. Children will play freely in the streets without any fear of harassment. And a person who dies at the age of 100 will be called an infant.
This worldwide kingdom is to be ruled over by Jesus Christ. His government and the peace of his reign will only increase, and it shall never end. This was described by the prophets of the Old Testament in great detail. Jesus will reign from Jerusalem, and all nations will come to learn about his teachings and to worship him.
Imagine that for a moment, friends. A world ruled by Jesus Christ. This is God's plan for our planet, which he revealed a long time ago in the scriptures. Jesus has always been the answer.
When Jesus was ascending to heaven to be at his Father's right hand, the angels told the disciples that were watching, "This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." The ending words of the Bible in the Revelation declare, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." The good news, the very gospel message, is that Jesus is coming back to save this world.
And this day is drawing near. We invite you to join us on this journey to proclaim the goodness of our God, to be ambassadors of peace and love as we prepare for the glorious arrival of his Son and the kingdom on this earth.
He is coming. This changes everything.